You're listening to episode number 1849 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, November 4th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
So here we are, the day after. But there is no day after yet.
Not yet.
We have no day after. Maybe there will be a month after.
It's just it's like a prolonged day that that hasn't ended yet and that you haven't got much sleep yet.
I actually went to bed and then woke up. So I woke up at 1 o'clock this morning, 2 o'clock. Yeah, it was about 1 o'clock, 1:30. And started going through my phone trying to see, well, is there any? And then I saw some of the stupid stuff that's on there. And then I didn't see anything recent. I scrolled and scrolled and scrolled for half an hour. Everything in my Facebook feed was 4 days old. What does that say about Big Brother?
What I didn't realize is that they and some of the polling places, people actually go to bed. I didn't realize they stopped. I had it in my head that they just had like people just coming in overnight.
Go to bed.
But no, okay. Some places stop counting at night.
Oh, well, yeah, because they got to. Yeah,
and then start it up in the morning.
Yeah.
So we knew which is good for them.
We knew we were not going to know the outcome of this election unless it was a landslide on either side. So there. So now we wait. We await the outcome and we await the lawsuits, which will happen from either side that is showing to be losing. We know that.
I didn't watch.
We are contentious. Boy, and I don't want to belittle this because that's not what we're here for. We're here to make you escape the problems of your daily life with stupid stories and random facts, by golly.
Oh, let's
How about some? According to NASA,
okay,
the Las Vegas Strip is the brightest spot on Earth from space. I believe that.
I believe that.
You know, when you fly over Las Vegas at night, I mean, you could be, you know, 1,000 miles away and you can see it. Oh, that's Las
Vegas. That's true, but you know, there's places in, I want to say Japan, that have the big screens and
But you know, all that light concentrated in one spot. I think that's what it does.
That's true.
It's just like, and then of course you've got the laser beam that goes up from the Luxor to space.
Yes,
I mean, they got to wear sunglasses on the ISS every time they pass over it.
Yes, I.
Technically,
they probably make some bets too.
A moment is 90 seconds. A moment. Moment debuted in the 1398 Oxford English Dictionary. Oh my God, they had a dictionary in 1398? Huh. Who knew? It says there are 40 moments in an hour, so that's 90 seconds each. Boom, done. Set it, believe it.
I learned something.
See?
That's a long moment.
The busiest day of the year for KFC is?
Sunday?
Mother's Day.
Oh, no way.
Wait.
Okay.
And the only planet in our solar system that's not named after a Roman god or goddess is?
That would be Earth.
That's right. Earth comes from an old English word, eartha, which means ground.
Which means kit.
That's what I'm thinking.
Eartha kit.
Not too early to play a little Eartha Kit this morning. It's Santa Baby on the Who Cares News.
Santa Baby, just slip a sable under the tree.
All right, it's time to get to things. I know you've got a mountain of news that you've got to get to us today of no import.
Oh, sure.
It is time for the Who Cares News.
Okay, so I'm going to do the least interesting one now.
The least interesting story for the day.
It is the Kourtney Kardashian of stories.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. The least interesting.
The least interesting, which is?
Okay, so this is fodder.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, Christina Anstead has filed for divorce from Ant.
Oh, she did it.
I was hoping they'd get back together. After announcing the couple had separated less than 2 years after they were married, sources claim the marriage has been on the rocks for the past year since their baby was born, but Ant claimed to be holding out hope that Christina would change her mind.
I know. Have you been watching Flip or Flop, the new season of Flip or Flop?
I actually have not yet. I'll end up watching
it. I'm wondering if she and Tarek are flirting a little bit. The promos make it look like she and he are kind of flirtatious back
He
and
seems
forth.
Awful happy with his other blonde pen girl.
You're going to say the B word. Mm. I can't believe you're going to say the B word here on this reputable
But I got to say, the other blonde
reputable
girl.
Reputable and reputable.
The other blonde girl has far more personality than Christina does.
Oh, now don't say that. She's Miss Charisma.
Sure.
Vocal fry. She's Miss Charisma. Miss Charisma. Vocal fry.
I'm going to be obsessed
with
myself.
It makes you wonder what really happened.
I'm dying to know what really happened. Sometimes I don't give a flip.
We all are. Flip. Yeah. I see what you did there. Flip or flop.
All right, so now
we
do have some election news.
We have some election news.
And not,
should we put on the teletype behind that? I feel like...
I mean, to me, it's
this
not...
This is Walter Cronkite. Election coverage 1968.
Now, before you cover your ears or anything, this is fun election news.
You would not expect us to get by on a Who Cares News the day after the election and not give you an election story.
That's right.
Just the way we are.
Kanye West.
See, that was worth the buildup right there. I do know this. He will not be the next president of the United States.
There's my
breaking news. Breaking news. Kanye West was not elected last night.
He
nor
is
has
finally,
he any chance.
He's finally acknowledged. He's not going to win this election.
Really?
All right, so
I didn't see him on any of the election results, did you? It's like usually they put
I didn't.
Unknown names down at the bottom of that list. And here's so-and-so from the Libertarian Party. Uh-huh. Here's so-and-so from the Green Party. I didn't see anybody from the birthday party.
I come to think of it, I didn't see his name.
Of course not.
Okay, so
he was only on the ballot in like 3 states.
Now, how do you concede in the modern day?
Well, if you're Kanye,
Well, Kanye's concession came via Twitter. Yeah,
of course it did.
He tweeted it last night when he accepted the fact that he's not going to be the next president of the United States.
What a letdown.
At least in the year 2020.
Well, no.
Welp, Kanye 2024.
Welp 2024.
He tweeted that along with a picture of himself in front of a map of the United States that has all the red and blue.
Yeah.
Now, earlier in the day, Kanye voted for the first time ever.
What?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me? I think there's got to be a rule about that.
One would think.
I know you got to be 36. But man, there should be a rule. I voted before. I've partook in this process before. So I understand that part of it.
The only thing he did, he filled out the presidential section voting for himself on the ballot. That's how he voted.
And that's all he filled out.
That's it.
He didn't vote for any propositions here in California or
It doesn't say
Montana
that he did. He said the only thing he did was
Wyoming,
fill out his name.
Lives. Kanye, file now. Lesson, file now for 2024. Then you can avoid this
or
really
don't.
Expensive. Yeah, or don't. That's true.
I mean, don't knock yourself out. Really.
Look, Halle Berry for president all the way. 2024.
The president of your fantasy club.
I'm there. All right, we're out of here. Back tomorrow with less frivolity and, maybe less election stuff and more frivolity.
Maybe frivolity is good. Yeah, frivolity. We want frivolity.
Yeah, right.
We don't want less frivolity. We want more frivolity.
We do. We're on the frivolity
we're
party.
Frivolous we're frivolous and empty, mind
we're on the frivolous party. Have a great day. See you tomorrow, Ed.
That's all the news you'd care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.